My dog name is Bingo. Our dog name is Bingo. Bingo is a bad dog. Bingo bites a bar lang man on the foot. Auntie Fale throws a big stone to Bingo. Now Bingo, he walks on the three legs. The Baolangi man, he stay at our house now, and everybody is very happy, especially Auntie, who is showing to all the peoples of our village how we have the Baolangi. Bingo no more sleep under the table, because Auntie say he stink, and no good for the Baolangi to smell the stink smell. Bingo sleep outside and eat the stone. Only feed Bingo the stone every time. We call Bingo, 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 and throw the stone to him and laugh, ha ha ha. And the Baolangi man, he shout to us, "You kids, stop throwing stones at the dog." And Auntie Fale, she call us shit and pig and chase us with the broom and hit us hard, hard on the leg and catch Bella by the hair and shake her hard, hard until Bella's hair is coming out in Auntie's hands and Bella's crying, screaming. We call Bingo, 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 and Bingo come running, running and lick our sore and grinning. Ole pi tau tau. Ah. Ah is for Afakasi. Ah is for Afakasi child left at the crossroads. Who will save her from the darkness? Who will save her from the snake? E is for Elena. Elena is my auntie's name, but I call her auntie because I am young and don't know about life. Tunga, you don't know nothing. My bee, you still piss in the bed. E is for Ipuki. I shuffle off to the kitchen to make sweet tea and pankeke for the visitor. Tunga alu faile, Ipuki. Bowing my back past the visitor, the best cups from the cabinet clinking, clinking. The visitor admires Auntie's best plastic doilies and watches me hungrily. O is for Ola. O is for Ola. The woman who gave me life is a pa'umuku living somewhere in Apia. My father was a Baolangi. No one knows him. I should be grateful to be alive. I should be grateful to live in New Zealand, to have a good life. I should be grateful. O is for Ulu. Auntie says, don't wear your hair out. Tie it in a knot. And don't comb your hair at night time. If you comb your hair at night time, bad things will happen. The aiku will come and get you. Fa is for Waifeau. Our minister raises his hands to the congregation. Ia mātou tamā ile langi. Save us from the sins of the flesh. They are as pink as bam.
Ngata, snake. Na is for Ngata, who slips under our door and winds himself around my legs and squeezes and squeezes. La. La is for Laupele. La is for Laupele, who will save me from snakes and Moikolo. He will come like Jesus. He will come like the rock. He will save me from the baddies. Mo. Mo is for Moikolo. Mo is for Moikolo, who slips his hard hand under my lover-lover. Auntie snores. He slides his finger up. I watch the darkness. No. No is for New Zealand. I am very lucky. I can go to the good school. I can get the good education and get the good job and help my family. I am very lucky. P. P is for panty. I wash my panty in the shower. I wash it with the pulu. I wash it with the soap. Where did all the blood come from? Sa. Sa is for sluts. I heard the girls at school talk about sluts. I know what it means. It means ba'umoku, like my mother. T. T is for tenelele. T is for tenelele, good girl. And T is for tenelanga, bad girl. Which one am I? V. V is for virgin. Mary was a virgin, and Joseph was her husband. But God was her husband, and Jesus was her baby, but Jesus is God. Hair. Hair is for Herod. Hair is for Herod, who tried to kill our Lord, who washed away our sins. I wash my panty in the shower. I wash it with the pulu. I wash it with the soap. Where did all the blood come from? Ka. Ka is for Kilikiti. Ka is for Kilikiti in the park. The whole church, the whole Aukalavo are there. Auntie yells and yells at me, run, run. I have the ball, but I can't run. My pee-pee hurts. Ro. Ro is for the rock. The rock picks up the baddie and holds him over his head. I watch and wait for the baddie's head to break. My first time in Samoa, 14, Christmas holidays with my sister, our passport photos, me, purple lipstick, her, thin
thin eyebrows like bad surprises. They picked us up from the airport in a truck. We sat in the back, wind cooling our sweat, and watched houses with no walls flash past, with pyramids of tinned corned beef on the shelves. Hey, what are they? Shops. We tossed in the village, too hot, too stink. We hated going to the toilet. Our legs bled. If you had to choose, would you rather stay here for a whole year or sleep with Mr. Muldoon? Okay, if you had to choose, would you rather stay here for 6 months or sleep with Mr. Farquhar? Apia, Tusitala Hotel Bar, Christmas Eve. 10 gin and lemonade puked up in the potted palms, unconscious on a deck chair, while our cousin tried to get into my sister's pants. Okay, what about this one? Would you rather stay here for 3 months or marry a Samoan? Girls' life. Auntie Fale explains about the girls' life. Yeah. If you drink beer, that means you are a bad girl and you are looking for a boy. Smoking is the same. Children, respect your parents. Everybody knows that Fale's children have 4 different fathers. It cost her parents in fines to the village 6 pigs, 4 fine mats, 2 boxes of corned beef, and money every time. In 73, she went to New Zealand, worked at Kiwi Bacon, spoke English, but her sisters told her, go home, look after our parents. We have husbands, children here, go home. Yeah. You have a baby, you'll stay home. Look after the kids, pick up the coconuts, feed the pigs, feed the in-laws. Fale's eldest daughter, Fa'alongo, left her husband after 2 years, went home to her mother. His family treated her like shit anyway, and he hit her. Fale has 16 grandchildren, 6 in New Zealand. She doesn't hit them as much as she hit her own kids. Bella, the youngest, stops crying as soon as Grandma looks her way, straight away. Alhamdulillah. He tells her she is like a virgin. And later, soaping herself, she wonders what he meant. Tight, maybe, like boys learning their prayers, rocking back and forth, back and forth over their holy books, chanting, God is great, God is great. He lives in Newtown with an Ethiopian. When she asks him if he will take her to meet his Ethiopian flatmate, the answer is no, for he may rob you like rice from the desert. She says, cunt, in her head so loudly the Ethiopian salivates. Evil Mr. Gollywog, stay away from the rice flour girl. She mistakes the beating of her heart for the sounds of his footfalls from Rintoul Street all the way across Rubah Khali to the Red Sea. She says, I want you to speak to me in cliches, heaps of them, piled around me like gold coins stamped with the image of the Prophet, made of tinfoil and chocolate. She says, I'll let you wear me like a coat made of some flayed animal, something inside out. You can run your hands over my ridge and read my sparkling entrails. For what is the point of a skin? Tattoo my legs. Not blue or green, but black. I want to sit opposite the tufunga and know he means me pain. I want him to bring out his hammer and his chisel and strike my thighs. The whole circumference of them, like walking right round the world, like paddling across the whole Pacific in a log, knowing that once you've pushed off, loaded the dogs on board, There's no looking back now, Bingo. I want my legs as sharp as dog's teeth. Wild dogs, wild Samoan dogs, the mangy kind that bite strangers. I want my legs like octopus, black octopus, that catch rats and eat them. I even want my legs like centipedes, the black ones, that sting and swell for weeks. And when it's done, I want little Whunga to sit back and know they're not his. They never were. And when it's done, I want to frighten my lovers. Let them sit across from me and whistle through their teeth.